That's on 930 with WFMD.
Oh, you know what? I was actually. All right, I have Greg Swiatek music bed. What? I started with a. There, here you go.
What, yeah, some like disco or jazz or something?
Yeah, kinda. It's kind of like an upbeat, sportsy theme.
Is that my music bed?
Yeah, this is your music bed. Look, it's even got your name on it. It says Greg Swiatek.
What made you think of me when you hear this music?
You know, I don't know. It was just like, hey, it's like.
This is a sport. This is a sports theme.
Like a sports theme type, at least in my opinion.
Okay,
but, you know.
All right.
The
I'm honored to have my own music.
You
bed.
Have your own. You have your own bed now. You and now, because Colin has his, and he whines when he doesn't get his. We'll see.
Oh, really?
See, next time you come on, if you'll whine, if you don't.
Well, I've never whined. I was not even aware such music beds existed. So I'm honored. Now I might whine if I don't get my music bed.
I said this yesterday. It was part of a news story that I saw that this year's Baltimore Orioles could be potentially worse than the team that lost 21 games in a row.
It's amazing how far they've fallen. I mean, this was a team that's competed for playoff spots, been in the playoffs three times recently, 2012, 14, and 16. So it's largely the same cast. The starting pitching hasn't been, I mean, you know, that's never been a strength, but it hasn't been, it's been good enough to win a lot more games than they have. It's been the offense, which has been so great in recent years, among the best in baseball, hitting tons of home runs. The offense has been the big disappointment. And a lot of the quotes you've seen over the weekend from the Orioles, I think it's starting to dawn on the players, like, man, how few games they've won and how far out of first place they are. And I think reality is starting to set in a little bit. Yeah. So.
And then now the talk is, okay, the Orioles more than likely will lose Manny Machado at the end of the year if they don't trade him. The question is how much do you think the Orioles can get for him, and what do they get? Because, you know, if you're a team that you're looking for, hey, a Manny Machado, but you're still in a playoff run, you're not going to give up any starting pitching.
Well, here's the thing with Machado, too, is he's a free agent at the end of the season.
Right.
So you're trading for someone that might not be with your team next season,
right.
Which hurts what the Orioles could get in return for him, because teams aren't going to give up maybe as much for a player that they're potentially renting until the end of the season. The other thing that fascinates me about this with the Orioles is, are the people making all of these important decisions going to be there next year? Like Dan Duquette, he's going to pull the trigger on all these trades. Will he be the general manager of the Orioles on next season? Buck Showalter, will he be there? So you have all these people in charge that might not be around, but yet they're sort of in charge of making all of these decisions. So it's a weird dynamic going on right now, I think.
Yeah. Now let's go step down to double to single A ball here. The Freddie Keys,
they've been struggling too.
Yeah.
They won last night, though.
I think sometimes when you look at the Keys' struggles, could be that they lost. They've been losing good pieces of their team.
They've lost a couple.
That goes up. But tonight, a Chris Tillman rehab start.
Right, Tillman will be here and he's been here before and he's struggled on this level before. I mean, just keeping with the theme of the struggling Orioles. But yeah, he'll start for the Keys tonight as he tries to make his way back. Back to the big club. But yeah, I mean, Brandon Klein was a strong reliever for the Keys this year, a local product, TJ graduate. He moved up to Bowie and is doing well there, as a matter of fact. But yeah, the bullpen has been the big problem for the Keys ever since he's been there. And Ryan McKenna, who's their best player in the first half, he got promoted too. So they've lost a couple of key pieces, but it's largely the same team, and they've just gotten off the slow starts. They got through a slow start in the first half, turned it around, came on, and finished the first half above 500. They're off to another terrible start. They just ended a 9-game losing streak on Saturday, I believe it was. And we'll see if they can maybe turn things around and get hot as the season comes to an end.
Yeah, then the Nationals also had a players-only meeting last week.
Right.
And they've not been playing
great. What good news do we have to report with our local baseball teams?
It's sunny.
Yeah, it is. The weather's been nice, yeah, yes.
And Washington's going to get the All-Star game.
Right. To me, there hasn't been a ton of buzz about that so far. No. I mean, it seems like it would be talked about more. There would be more buzz. I mean, I'm not in Washington on a regular basis, so maybe there is buzz that I'm just unaware of, but it just hasn't seemed like it's generated a lot of buzz. Like, hey, the All-Star game is going to be in this area in 2 weeks.
Right. Well, so, I think people, I don't know how many people can actually afford a ticket to go to the All-Star game.
Oh, well, that's part of it, too.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll play this music bed out, too.
I love it.
It's Greg Swantek from the Frederick News Post. You can find him on Twitter at Greg_Swantek.
Now I'll have to learn how to play this song.
Yeah. Play it on the kazoo. 829.
Harmonica.
829 at WFMD. It's the Morning News Express.
930 WFMD traffic for Mid-Maryland commuters.
Emergency road.